Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight, right here, live on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world. Got a great message for you. I want you to stay tuned. Tonight's message is going to be truly, truly interesting. If you are a searcher of the mysteries in the Bible, you know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest mysteries is what we describe as the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So tonight's message, the title of it is The Scattered Abroad. Scattered Abroad. Who is it that's scattered abroad? Well, we're going to find out, and we're going to surprise you tonight and reveal to you some of the word changes in the Bible that indicate that some of the translators were either deceived themselves or they were intent on keeping the truth hid from the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the scattered sheep. Now, the word scattered in the Bible is mentioned 63 times. Most of it is toward the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so then it's very important, this word here. And we're going to discuss the word and its meaning, its intentions, if you will. And that the ancient ones, the ones even in the time of Christ, knew all about this. We're going to start a message. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to do a Bible study for you tonight. And want you to get your Bible, open it up, and turn up the volume on your radio, and let's get started here in the 11th chapter of the book of St. John. The 11th chapter of the book of St. John, we're going to start in the 47th verse. And then gathered the chief priest. Now these are the high officials of the Sanhedrin court. Very important people in the day of the Messiah. And the Pharisees called a council and said, "What do we do? For this man does many miracles." Now, to backdrop this and build this gestalt for you and give you an understanding of why that they had called the council, the Messiah just raised a dead man, Lazarus. And the notoriety of the Messiah, he gained a fame, and it was spread abroad. And here, these Pharisees and the chief priest gathered together in a council, and they tried to determine what they could do with this man. And, of course, their only alternative was to kill him, or to do away with him. And eventually that's what happened, of course. But let's read on. "If we let him alone, all men..." Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not... This word "all," again, as we carried over from last night, which is Strong's number 3956, which is apaeth, is not all-inclusive. It doesn't mean all. Just like Caesar Augustus, when he went out into all the earth and determined with a decree that all of the world should be taxed. Now, we know that word "all" is misleading there in our reference points of using that word today. So, the translators used a bad choice there. It should have been region, just like the word "nations." We're going to talk about that tonight. And the scattered sheep that went into the nations, and the quest to find them, to identify them, and to locate them in the covenant that Yahweh has sworn that He would give to His people Israel. Well, let's read on here. The The Pharisees said if we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, you know nothing at all. You know nothing at all. Oh my. Wait, did he know anything? Well, let's read on and find out. And I'm thinking that the high priest was probably inspired by the anointing to say this. Nor do you take into account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and the whole nation should perish not. Now, we're talking about the nation of Israel. Now, this he said not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that the Messiah, Yahweh, the Savior, should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might gather unto one the children of God that are scattered abroad. Oh my. Here we have a clear indication that not only was the land or the nation of Israel at that time proper, that the high priest prophesied that there would need a one man to die for him, but that he might also gather into one or bring about the ability to go to or to gather the children of Yahweh that are scattered abroad. Now I wonder who they were. Did this high priest know something that the rest of them didn't know? Well, ladies and gentlemen, many knew that their brothers had long since departed. Now that would have been the tribe of Israel, the 10 nations, which means the 10 families, and we're talking about a 12-family unit here of one people. Now, the word nation in the Hebrew is Strong's number, 1471, and most of the time, but not all, it's related to a heathen people, talking about the Gentiles. But lo and behold, when it comes into the New Testament, it's almost exclusively talking about something else, something very, very different than what we've been led to believe that the word nations mean. The word nation, by the way, is mentioned 371 times in the Bible. Like I said, the Hebrew is Strong's number 1471, and it's translated most of the time, but not all the time. We're going to show you where it's not. And in the Greek, it's translated as a race most of the time. So when it says go to the Gentiles, he was really saying go to the family. Go to my people. Go to my sheep that are scattered. I have other sheep of this fold. I need to bring them into the covenant. I need to reintroduce myself to them. And they need to know me. And I will send for fishers and hunters, and they will go into the isles, into the Gentiles, where the lost sheep of the house of Israel are scattered. Oh my. Oh, this is so sweet and so good. And yet, people are so deceived by the bad translations of the Bible. This tells us almost unbelievable that the entire establishment church can completely miss this true identity Israel teaching. It was significant that the high priest in Jerusalem among the Judeans was the one who had ears to hear and eyes to see. Also, he knew that the Scriptures which foretold of those events. And this tells us that he was racially, oh my, an Israelite. And politically, he was a Judean. We know this because Israel, and not the Jews, was given ears to hear and eyes to see. And the Messiah, Yahweh the Savior, and His miracles when He appeared upon earth among them, that was unto us the Son born, the government upon His shoulder, and His name would be called Wonderful Counselor of the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace come to His people. Not only in Judea or in the land of Israel, because in the time of Christ, the whole of nation of Israel was known as Judea and Samaria. Israel had done lost its identity because 721 years, or 655 to be exact, years before this, before the Messiah, Israel had become a house of disobedience and were dispersed and scattered abroad. And here is the mind of Yahweh, the covenant, that His coming was not only to them in Judea, but those that were scattered throughout the earth. Oh my! And oh, what a beautiful revelation! And folks, if you don't have this revelation, this is one of the most important of revelations for you to understand the great mystery of how that these sheep were scattered abroad. The high priest knew that Israel was scattered abroad, as well as the apostles. They knew that because they were given a command, and I'll get into this in the words for you just in a moment, including the apostle Paul. Which is why that Yahweh, God in the flesh, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He came to His family, ladies and gentlemen. He came to the children of Israel. He came to identify Himself as the progenitor, or the root, and the offspring of this wonderful, wonderful race or family in the earth. Strong's number 1484, translated nations in the New Testament, is ethnos, a race. And it has no direct meaning to the heathen, because the world has classified only two groups of people today. That would be the Jews and the Gentiles. And this is where the misunderstanding, this is where the confusion, this is where the deceit, this is where knowledge is so valuable. And if you know this mystery, count yourself blessed. You are blessed above. Because blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. If you know this, ladies and gentlemen, if you know the true name of the Messiah, you are abundantly blessed. If you know He's one, if you know He has a family, whoo, my, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, when I get excited and when I get anointed to the point to say hallelujah, I am saying praise ye Yahweh, the Father of the family of those of Jacob, Israel, in the earth, scattered abroad. Oh my, what a wonderful, what a most holy thing to know. The high priest knew that Israel was scattered abroad, as the apostles did. And so then, He sent them to the lost sheep of the house of Israel that were scattered abroad, that was acknowledged by the high priest. Oh my! Remember Matthew 10, verse 5 and 6, go not in the way of the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yahweh, at no time and no place did He ever include or want the Gentiles, the heathen. The Strong's number 1471, not the Strong's number 1484, which is ethnos, a race. Go unto a race. Go unto my children. Go unto my sheep that are scattered abroad. Go take them the covenant renewal message. Oh, my. Hallelujah. We learn something that the high priest knew. And let me give you a point two that I'm making here. We learn that the children of Israel is the children of Yahweh, or the children of God, as it's recorded here, that not only, said the high priest, not only, but that he might gather unto one the children of God, the children of Yahweh, that are scattered abroad. And these children are called by His name. But Israel had forgotten His name for Baal and for the rebellion and breaking His Sabbath and His laws and His covenant. He withdrew His love, scattered them in His anger, and reconciled in His abundant love. Oh, what a love story! Would Yahweh forget? Though a mother forget her sucking child, Yahweh would not forget His people that were scattered as the children of Yahweh. Oh my, it shows you that we're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, in His image we're made, and that we're His sons and daughters through offspring and genetic blood. Oh my, how powerful this message is to those who know, and to those who are scattered abroad. The children of God, so named because created man on the sixth day, and after taking a Sabbath from His work, Yahweh took dust of the earth and formed Adam. Adam, a Hebrew word which translates to show blood in the face or to blush. Go only to a ethnos. Go only to a race that can show blood in the face. Go to my sons. Adam was a son of Yahweh. And I just can't emphasize this family or children or offspring strong enough to get you to see that you're in covenant with the Father. You don't serve a God. Yahweh doesn't know gods or other gods. There is no God beside Him. And so then, the blessing was to those who show blood in the face. And Yahweh formed Adam to be a tiller of the ground. In other words, He formed them to be farmers. Now, it's not an accident that the white or Anglo race of people are the only ones who can show blood in the face. The Caucasians. Ladies and gentlemen, that's by genetic design, by the Father, who Himself showed blood, showed rosy cheeks, and showed blushing ability. Conscience. That's why a covenant of thou shalt not sin was given to Adam. After breaking it, he hid himself. And so Israel has been hiding themselves from Yahweh until they would not gather through the call of the shepherds and the prophets and the teachers and the instructors that He sent among them. They wouldn't have Him. And so then, in disgust, He hid Himself from them. He said, "You will seek Me, but you won't find Me. You will call, but I won't answer." But then He repented. Oh, my, what love! Can a mother forget its sucking child? But if they do, yet will not I forget you, my scattered sheep. How much, How much love, how much patience hath he got? How many preachers, how many teachers, how many witnesses? You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh. How many will he have to send? How many will he have to call? How many will have to suffer for his name to bring this revelation to the hard-headed, the dumb, the blind, the earless sheep that are scattered abroad? How long, O backsliding Israel? All day long, Yahweh said, I have searched for you. I have held out my hand to a gainsaying and a disobedient, an unholy, unthankful people who are caught up in Babylon and worshiping in Babylon. My people love to err. And therefore, my people are destroyed before the lack of knowledge. Those that can show blood in the face because they're not colored. And the other races are all colored. It's also not coincidental that we have colonialized some of the best farmland in the world, and with our inventions of every mechanized piece of farm equipment in the world, we have been able to be a blessing to other peoples of the earth. We have individual states in our country which produce more than the rest of the world put together. California has the fourth largest economy in the world. That's one state. Look at, oh my, how blessed we are. And how we have plundered. How we have blundered. How we have murmured. How we have complained. And how we have turned our back without showing blood in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to return to Yahweh. We can see that the children of Yahweh are those of the Adamic race, which was formed out of the earth and later fashioned in the womb of Rebekah, as was Jacob Israel, who rules with Yahweh. Israel had 12 sons who fathered the 12 tribes of Israel and become known as nations scattered abroad. Now, if we think in terms of the proper word nation today, we think of a particular country. We never think of a particular people, though. And that's where we err through the bad translation that the world has grouped the two classes of people as either Gentile or Jew, and that's wrong. Strong's number 1484, ethnos, a race. Now, if you put that into the scriptures, go to a race. Don't go to the Gentiles. Go to my race. Go to my blood flushing Israelites. Go to my scattered sheep. Go to them and tell them that I love them because they have been scattered abroad through their disobedience and their fathers. As a result, I will bring together as a result of my death, not only for this nation, but for the children of Yahweh that are scattered abroad. What love. Oh my. It is wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that the word Strong's number 1484, ethnos, a race? Folks, the blood of the Messiah, Yahweh the Savior, flowed freely down the tree. He was a sacrifice for the sheep scattered abroad, not only for the sins of our nation, said the high priest, but for our family, for those of a race of our people scattered abroad. That's what he said. And it's been translated for the Gentiles, and it's a bad translation because the people will not do their homework. They're lazy. They accept things in traditional form, and full well they reject the commandments, or they reject the instruction, or they reject knowledge to keep their own tradition. Folks, the Anglo-Saxons, the Danes, the Normans, the Norse, the Celts, converged on the British Isles through the Caucasus Mountains. And they became those who were known through the Hebrew word Brit, which means covenant, and Ishman. The covenant, the British or Brit covenant, Isaac, children scattered abroad. And this is the great mystery. Brit, covenant, Ishman. Thus we have a covenant man living in Great Britain or the British Isles. That's where the majority of the Caucasians released in 721 B.C. from Assyria. Went there in 655 B.C. So this great high priest of the house of Judah. Oh my, folks, he knew this. He knew that there were other sheep of the fold. Racial covenant identity brothers. The house of Judah and the house of Israel are brothers. Separated because of the disobedience of Israel. Judah remained 165 years, and in 586 B.C., they themselves were dispersed. And I've taught on that before, how that the good figs and the bad figs were separated. The good figs come back to establish a temple. The bad figs were scattered to become known as the Khazars. And later, through the sly, cunning craftiness of these snakes, they have now wiggled back into the picture and claim to be Jews and are not, and have deceived the very elect and have convinced the world that it is they that are the chosen people, and the dumb, blind sheep, the Christians, the covenant people, did you know that the Manual of English History by Edward M. Lancaster, which I'm reading out of tonight, published by Barnes and Company of New York, Chicago, and New Orleans, published in 1877 A.D. This is what he said. The English people have always existed feeling a hatred and jealousy among the people. The native of Britain would never forgive his Saxon conqueror, and both alike detested the proud and domineering Norman, the Vikes. The reign of Edward III witnessed the bleeding of these discordant races into one harmonious people. They fought side by side at Crecy and Poitiers, and their animosities melted away amidst rejoicing and victory. From that time, they looked back with a common pride and a glorious past, and forward with a common hope to a more glorious future. Ladies and gentlemen, these proofs, just as the Messiah raised Lazarus from the dead, it was almost an unbelievable miracle and a controversy among those in Judea, because many of those of Judea believed on the Messiah, but others did not, and some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what happened, and it provoked this great prophecy of the high priest, that not only is it expedient for one man, Yahweh, our Creator, which was prophesied
by the great prophet Isaiah in 7:14, unto us a son will be born, a family member. Not only did he claim to be the offspring of David, he claimed to be the progenitor or the root of David. This was astounding, even to the high priest. But he latched on to this great prophetic utterance and said it's expedient for him to die, because they believed that the Messiah would be Yahweh himself from heaven. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, this is powerful. And this is the word of Yahweh, and it's handed down to a people that has kept the faith and has not denied his name. Let's go to Revelations 14 and 6. And I saw another angel in the midst of heaven having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth, and to every what? Nation. Strong's number 1484. Now, remember, it says ethnos, which is a race. Right in Strong's number 1484. So let's read it. And I saw another angel fly into the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell upon earth and to every racial covenant people and kindred and tongue and people. Now, if it was properly translated, it would say to the ethnos, a race. The gospel is to a race, to for and about a people. And, of course, that is to Yahweh's people, the house of Jacob. And if you don't belong to the house of Jacob, you don't have a covenant. You're not in covenant with him. You're just a member of earth society doing your thing. You don't have a promise. Yahweh didn't give you a promise. Just as he didn't give the children of Satan a promise, he didn't give those that are not his people a promise. There's no promise given to them. Or they not have rewards. And they do. By sheer numbers, they outnumber the house of Israel, because Yahweh said, my people are the fewest people on the earth. So the white Caucasian race is the minority in the earth, whether you believe it or not. They are the fewest people, yet it don't take many of them to become the greatest farmers, engineers, doctors, or whatever. Inventors. We hold above 80% of all the patents in the world for machinery and for equipment. It's unreal what this small race of people are capable of. And even in their division, as the British scholar noted back in 1877 A.D., when he said they were fighting and bickering and murmuring and complaining. Isn't that typical? Luke 24:47, one of my favorite scriptures. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Not names. Father and Son and Holy Ghost is not a name. In his name. In the family name. In the kindred name. What is the family name? 6,823 times his name is Yahweh. Hands down. Proof positive. The Scriptures declare it in its original language. His name was Yahweh. And yet we've got people that doubts and pouts and puts up all kinds of illegal excuses, and they're going to find themselves fighting against the name, which is the stone, and the stone is the builders that's rejected. It will fall on them and grind them to powder. They should preach in his name. Among all what? The race of a family. Proper word. It says nations here. Strong's number. 1484. But the word all is Strong's number 3956. And that don't mean to all the peoples of the earth. That means to a family, to one people. And I discussed that last night on WWCR Around the World, worldwide last night. I give you the word all, and its Greek meaning, been badly translated into English. Oh my, ladies and my people, no wonder he said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And therefore, since they reject knowledge, you can bring knowledge to them, and they'll say, well, I know what I feel. Well, Jacob felt like it. Joseph was dead for 17 years, but his feelings deceived him. Joseph was alive and growing the very grain of the agricultural impulse that was in his genetics. He had the whole nation of Egypt rocking and growing. He even converted the Ham race and give them the ability through his wisdom and through the blessing. They were growing corn in the 7 prosperous years, and they had enough to feed not only their nation, but they began to export even into the accursed land of Israel, where Jacob lived with his sons, and they had to go down and buy corn. That means that, prophetically speaking, that Joseph would be the birthright son that would lead the family back into prosperity. And you can preach it to them. You can give it to them. You can lay it out line upon line. You can prove of the genetic offspring by Yahweh Himself, and yet they'll puff and puff and keep their tradition and go to the mailbox on Sunday. And you Seventh-day Adventists, you need to wake up and smell some truth that's been rubbed under your nose. You're blind and you can't see. You're miserable. Taking a false calendar, a Gregorian apparatus, and criticizing the whore church for changing the Sabbath from Saturday unto Sunday. It never was on Saturday. See, that's the lie of the devil. That's the deception of the devil. That's the argumentative of the devil, the murmuring complainers. And most of these are the Israelites, or the dumb Aryan race that I'm talking about. All 39:56 and Gentiles 14:84. Let's go to another one here. When properly translated. See, ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is translate and put the right word in there. And the nations, Strong's number 1484, of them that are saved. Well, who'd he say to go to? Go save my sheep. Go save the scattered sheep of the house of Israel. Go to the ethnos. Go to the race of my family. For this reason, I died for them. And the wisdom and the prophetic utterance of St. John, chapter 11, verse 47 and 48, where we're lifting our text and building a gestalt of evidence that cannot be denied, that Strong's number 1484 is a race of people. Go not to the heathen. Go not to the Gentiles. Go to the lost sheep. He wasn't talking about going to the Gentiles. That word has been badly mistranslated. And for this is the error of them that read, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I feel the holy anointing of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, are my words falling upon a deaf congregation worldwide tonight on WWRB? Or is there some sheep out there that are seeing the light? I have come to send this gospel to a racial covenant people of them which are saved, and they shall walk in the light, and they shall bring their glory and their honor into it. Oh, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. In that day, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23 and 24, in that day from one Sabbath, or from one new moon to the Sabbath, from one new moon to the Sabbath, They shall come and worship me. All of my flesh people, all of my blood showing in the face of people, all of those that I love, my family, my sons, my offspring that are in my likeness. They shall come from one new moon to the Sabbath to the other, and they shall worship me, and I will bless them. I will prosper them. I will give them the sure mercies of David. I will rain upon them in due season. I will give them the sure mercies that I promised through my covenant to the Brit or the covenant man, Ish people, the British, the people of the covenant. Oh my. And from that, ladies and gentlemen, the Caucasian race spread to America. We formed and we carved out of the wilderness at the greatest farming expanse in the earth. And one state can feed the whole world. And many times it had to. America has been the Joseph land of plenty, spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 33. I've got to wrap this thing up very quickly, but I've got much more to give you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful, joy unspeakable and full of glory that Yahweh is telling us that much of the Old Testament is confirming the New. Although it's harder to understand because in the Old Testament it was presented mostly in symbolic form, largely in the rituals and the divers washings and such things, but it had its own way of giving you the evidence. There is various truths that are placed in the Scriptures, and you got to examine them and find, as we saw in the Epistle to the Romans, Paul reminded, as I said last night, that those saints to whom he wrote that were Abraham's seed was their father as pertaining to the flesh. No changing of Gentiles into spiritual Israel. For Paul said, these are Abraham's children, which was their father as pertaining to the flesh. Similarly, Paul reminded the saints at Corinth that their fathers like his, meaning that he was speaking to a people that was kin or kindred to him, the lost sheep, had passed through the Red Sea with Moses as their fathers, as Paul's fathers, so had their fathers that he was preaching to, and that they all ate the manna, and they drank of the water which poured out of the rock, which was the prayer that Moses prayed in Deuteronomy in chapter 33, something that can't be said of the word Gentile. And ladies and gentlemen, this gospel's not to the Gentile. Go not to the Gentiles, Matthew 5 and 6. Or 6, 5 and 6. Now let's look at some more of the New Testament and I hurriedly pass over this message. And can't give it justice tonight in 1 hour. But rest assured that James addresses his epistle to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. James 1 and 1. Read it right there. To the 12 tribes scattered abroad. That could not be to the Jews, ladies and gentlemen, for they were not any of the tribes of Israel, and they were separated from Israel. It had to be to the lost sheep that Christ told the Judeans. And the prophecy of the high priest, know that they had brothers that were scattered in the isles among the Gentiles and go only to the lost sheep. And he was actually verifying what the Messiah had told his disciples in John 15, or in Matthew 15, verse 24. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew again, chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Go only to the lost sheep. Go not to the Gentiles. Go to the lost sheep. So the lost sheep are not Gentiles. They are the house of Israel.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah. What about Peter?
Well, let's go to the first epistle of Peter. And he leaves no doubt that he was writing to the Israelites. The first verse is badly mistranslated. Again, instead of the strangers scattered throughout the Galatia and Asia, as your King James Version reads, the actual wording in the Greek is to the exiles of the dispersion. To the exiles in the dispersion.
And we know that the Scythian tribes of Israel did occupy this region before they moved out on their journey into the British Isles, as I've done told you. At that time, they were in what is the eastern part of modern Turkey, and in Galatia, and in the Greek Isles. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Peter saying, unto the exiles of the dispersion, properly translated. To the exiles of the dispersion is the 12 tribes scattered abroad. That is mentioned by James, again, chapter 1. So, these exiles from their original homeland in Palestine. Right tonight, we're fighting over Palestine. Jerusalem, a burdensome stone. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get hotter. And there's going to be so much trouble that none of the nations of the earth are going to escape the wrath. When you see the abomination of desolation. Man, the prophecy is right here. It's almost set. And the time is nigh. Even at the door. There were exiles that Peter mentioned from Palestine. They remembered them. Although they'd been over 600 years, they were dispersed over a wide region. Now finally, to conclude this matter tonight, Peter identified them in the second verse as the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Oh, that there it is. According to the elect. The elect is family or kinship. The scattered sheep are not Gentiles, ladies and gentlemen. They are racial covenant people of the ethnos. A racial covenant people showing blood in the faith. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and 9, Peter says to these exiles of the dispersion, listen what he said, you are a chosen race. That word people there is mistranslated, a chosen people. You're a chosen race. You are a chosen race, predestined. Yahweh knew where they were at, and He knew who to send who to get them. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people that you should show forth the praise of Him. And boy, you will show forth the praise when you get the message. You get so happy, and I'm just ecstatic tonight. My spirit is lifted, knowing that I am an exile of a covenant people. Knowing that I am bone of His bone. Knowing that I have been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't take it as a light thing. All this information, all of the knowledge that has come to my life, I am so blessed to know. If the wicked that don't understand, if the blind that can't see, the ears that they don't have to hear the gospel, but if you hear, if you see, if you know, then Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. And in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself above all the people that are upon the earth. Next, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. This also can only mean Israel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, finally, that you should show forth the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. It's another identifying mark of Israel, as it says,
in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, Yahweh says, "This people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. This people have I known, and I call them all by name. I give them my blessing, they'll never be ashamed." Ladies and gentlemen, I have hurried through this message tonight, but I want you to know that Yahweh give us the sure mercies of David. And like we now have to suffer the reproach of the ignorant and unlearned, even our own brothers who fight against us when we try to tell them who they are. And they blindly want to be Gentiles. They blindly want to follow the heathen like the Judas goat that is used to lead the sheep to the slaughter. Satan and his evil ones who have come under the guise of God's chosen people when they're not but are liars have deceived Yahweh's chosen elect. "Come out of her, my people, and be ye not partakers of her sins. For her sins have reached into heaven, and be not partakers of the sins that will reap the whirlwind. But open your eyes to see. Open your ears to hear. Receive the message that Pastor Buddy, one of Yahweh's chosen shepherds," and that's why I call it the Shepherd's Call radio ministry, "I have been sent from the house of Joseph to give you this shepherd's call to come out of her. Come out of the Babylonian ignorance and fear and superstition and bad translations of the Bible. Get your Bible and do your homework. If you won't follow a minister of knowledge, at least for your own soul, at least for your own sake, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed." Ladies and gentlemen, I have went hungry days upon days upon days upon months trying to get a grasp of the revelation of the things that are hid from the wise and the prudent, but revealed to the babes and the sucklings who desire the sincere desire of the truth. Oh my! How wonderful it is! It is joy unspeakable to my spirit tonight to call through the shepherd's voice for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the racial covenant kindred, not the Gentiles, not those heathen, but the racial covenant ethnos, racial covenant people that are dispersed among the heathen Gentiles because we wanted to be like them, because we would not obey our master, because we would not hearken unto his voice. Therefore our house became desolate, and we were driven out in anger. But he's returned to us with his love. Oh, he showed his ability to love us when he died for us. It was an expedient for one to die for the nation, and not only for this nation of Judea, but for the children of God and the scattered sheep abroad. Well, there you have my message, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the scattered sheep. And if you would like this message in its entire content, you can just write Pastor Buddy tonight. This is all of the address that you'll need. Simply address your cards and letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee,
the zip, 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now if you'd like to call me, I'm live here on January the 12th on a Monday evening, live around the world, Clear Channel, WWRB 3.185. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to call me, just ring me up. If the line's busy, call back. Leave me a message, I'll call you back on my nickel. And we'll discuss the lost scattered sheep. If you love the message, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's communicate together. The Bible said, they that loved him thought often about him, and a book of remembrance was written. And I've been in it tonight, giving you the true translation of the Bible to give you an understanding that you may know that you've passed from death unto life if you're a racial covenant. That you'll never die. That you are the sheep of his pastor, predestined and pre-known and scattered abroad. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. And that's area code 423-626-2172. You can hear The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy live around the world on the transmitting jewel of the South, WWCR, next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 5070 with Pastor Buddy and The Shepherd's Call. Tune us in there, make a note, and we'll be back next Monday night on WWRB, Clear Channel, around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, into your homes, households, or wherever you download us at WWRB 3.185 next Monday night. I'll be back with another message with The Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Until then, I've got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall has caught up with me, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll see you on down the road. Yahweh bless you.
So don't say you can't call ye at this first and let the boy to arms in Dixie. The wall that beacon fires are lighted, that all the hearts be now united. To arms in Dixie. And that's the flag of Dixie. Hurrah, hurrah. For Dixie's land we take our stand.